Hello there, you're watching the news for people who hate the news. Today, we're going to tell you about Uber Eats finding a way to make people even lazier, Biden ordering Chinese food, Hillary crip walking, and is the Statue of Liberty a man? No, this is not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Corden show. You're watching Valuetainment Presents The Right Show. Let's go. Okay, time for a little roll call. We are currently at 430,000 subscribers on YouTube. We have 233,000 on Facebook. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, what are you doing? Get in the description, click that link. You can watch along with us. There's a lot of visuals today. Don't miss it. Now, I have a comedy clip I want to start you off with so we can get this going with a laugh, and then we'll get into the nitty-gritty of the news. Let's go.
And the guy's expected to pay still. At least I know that's how I am. I always pay for dinner. But that takes responsibility, ladies. I went on one date, the girl opened the door. She's like, I've been starving all day. Where are you taking me? I'm like, why the hell are you starving? We're gonna get a bite to eat. It's not my job to nourish you back to health. That's aggressive. You should, like, I don't show up on a date like, I've been horny all month. This is your problem now. Where are you taking me? That's too much pressure. Too much pressure, because I hold the door, we go on the date, and now she's looking through the whole menu. We're sitting there, and first date food is on the first three pages of the menu. You know that, right? They're called starters. We're starting to get to know each other. She's on page 8, 9, 10. That's anniversary food over there. We're not celebrating, I just met you. And she's asking the waiter questions. What's the difference between the white wine and the red? I'm like, looks like $19 a glass, baby. Come on. Get the white.
All right, question of the day for you. Where are you from, and what is your favorite national monument? Mine is the Statue of Liberty, which we're going to discuss in this episode. Now, my tour dates are coming up, and if you'd like to see comedy shows live, I highly suggest you do it. Here's where I'm going to be next. Check it out right here. Edmonton, Canada, Hobart, Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Joliet, Illinois, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Huntington Beach, California. All those and more on kayvoncomedy.com. And if you want a private event, we'll just do it for your company or for your nonprofit organization. And then you don't have to wait for a comedy club near you. Time to get into it. Buckle up, folks. This is going to be a lot of fun. Joe Biden cannot spell LL Cool J, let alone say it. This was so embarrassing. He's supposed to be honoring hip-hop music, some of the pioneers, the greats. Watch what he calls him right here in this video. Unbelievable.
And two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. That made me laugh so hard. No one could be more out of touch with the black community than Joe Biden, which is kind of ironic because he's the one that said, you don't know if you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't fill in the blank. That was a Freudian slip. Fill in the blank. Well, fill in the blank, same thing. Now, moving right along, New Jersey Senator Menendez got caught with hundreds of thousands of dollars stuffed in his couch cushions at his house. He had gold bars underneath the carpet. I mean, this guy seems to be a typical politician, very corrupt. Now, other politicians are mocking him. Even John Fetterman got in on the act. And John Fetterman, he can barely put on his pants. He's wearing activewear from TJ Maxx every time he goes to Senate. Even he had a great comment I wanted you to read. I very rarely quote him as funny. The last time there was a guy in New Jersey with this much cash in his house, it was Tony Soprano. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut also said these allegations are deeply troubling, and he thinks the New Jersey lawmaker should step down. That is a bad sign when even Democrats think you're too corrupt for the party. I want to ask you folks, what do you think this guy was up to that he had $400,000 worth of cash and gold bars stuffed in his couch cushion? Do you think it was just a Cuban savings program, or was he up to no good? Let us know in the comments. We love to hear from you. Makes the show interactive and more fun. Next up, Trump is not just a politician. Donald Trump is a comedian, whether you like it or not. I can't wait for you to see this. He's making fun of Biden for not being able to negotiate after Joe Biden gave $6 billion to Iran and a couple of prisoners all for just a few Americans. Now, we love when we get Americans back, but if you have a precedent for bad negotiations, that might just encourage Iran to take more contractors, more tourists, more workers, and hold them as a ransom. We hope that doesn't happen. Trump talks about it here.
We have a man who can't put two sentences together, and he's negotiating with people that, like President Xi of China, he's negotiating with people that are at the top of their game. There's nobody in Hollywood that can play the role of some of these people. These are smart, tough killers. Macron of France, and you heard the story, maybe quickly.
Well, I can't argue with the man right there. I mean, obviously, if you're negotiating with the leaders of other nations and they're beating you, if you're playing checkers and they're playing chess, then we have a very big problem on our hands. So this problem will only last about another year, depending on the election, or it could last 5 more years. It's up to you, the voter. We'll see what happens in the upcoming election. Speaking of which, this is what it looks like when Joe Biden speaks. It kind of looks like he's having a tough time ordering Chinese food. My dad sounds very similar to this.
And Joan, Xingang, Shanga, cool.
No wonder the order for the family is always messed up. We get a mugug, gai pan, mushu, pork. You're not going to get your orange chicken. It's going to be a mistake in that bag right there. All right. Now, we move right along. This is something that was actually a lot of fun. Somebody asked AI to make our politicians even cooler than they really are. They asked the AI bot to show our politicians as if they were breakdancers or hip-hop legends, and the results were hilarious. This is going viral right now, and since breakdancing is becoming a new Olympic sport, this gives us all new inspiration. I want you to see the first photo right here. Here is Donald Trump, like you've never seen him before. Orange, you glad to see him like this? I thought that was a lot of fun. Then we have his arch nemesis, Joe Biden. I call this Banana Biden. Looking cool, ready to seize the day. Little bit of a break battle right there. Here comes Obama, or as I call him in this picture, R&B Rock Obama. And he's got his posse behind him. He's about to break it down. And his arch nemesis right here, put in, pull out. Put in, pull out. Yes, yes, I like what you are doing there. Give me vodka and I will dance for hours. Absolutely. Next we come with Hillary C. Walken Clinton. She's looking like she is about to break a hip or two on that dance floor. And my absolute favorite one comes to us all the way from North Korea. Take a look at this one. This is Kim Jong-un. Thank you. I made that joke myself. I want to know right now, who should we do next? AI version of your favorite celebrity or politician. And in the breakdancing outfit, because we want to see a lot more of that. Eating just got lazier. Now, if you're like me, when you have a big meal, you go, geez, now I need a nap. Now I owe myself. I got to go to the gym extra tomorrow. Some people, not quite so motivated. Did you know Uber has now made it possible for Uber Eats to accept your EBT card? Now, if you don't know what an EBT card is, EBT means welfare. You used to get government cheese and a loaf of bread and some eggs. You'd line up. It was very embarrassing. So they started giving vouchers. And the voucher you'd tear off at the supermarket and hand it. And the line would be held up. And they'd say, gee, is that lady using the welfare checks? These are welfare stamps. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing. Then they made it an EBT card with no logo. It doesn't say welfare on the top. The shame is gone. Now you're just swiping and wiping, man. Having a good time. We've just added to that with Uber Eats delivering the food right to you. It looks a little something like this.
Starting next year, Uber Eats customers will be able to pay with food stamps. The company says it's an easy way to get fresh groceries to those who are most vulnerable. Uber also plans to start accepting flexible spending account cards and flex cards issued through managed Medicaid and Medicare Advantage.
Isn't that amazing? So you don't have to leave the comforts of your government funding housing. You don't have to even walk out the door, put on your muumuu. You don't have to go to Walmart, get in line. And look at the items you can buy with Uber Eats. Now, I am all for helping the people in need, especially if welfare is like a safety net. But if it is a hammock and you are just chilling, then you are wasting my tax dollars. Look at this Uber Eats, these items right here. You can order racks of ribs from Rocco Mamas. You can get green smoothies. You can get burgers, sliders, milkshakes, and a full McDonald's meal. But why go McDonald's when you go to Momo Bajas and get a little Italian and Cuban cuisine? I just thought that was amazing because we're trying to keep you at a base level of nutrition until you get back on your feet. But I'll tell you what, if you incentivize something like this, there is no reason to ever leave the house. Do you agree welfare recipients should be able to go to Whole Foods, Sprouts, and all the best stores and then get Uber Eats coming directly to them? Or do you think it should be cheese, bread, veggies, and eggs plus milk? Put in the comments. Love to hear from you on that. Because sometimes I get in my own world and then there's people out there who have a great argument. Say, Kayvon, you're being too rough on people. You're wrong. If you could prove I'm wrong, I would love to hear it. That's why this is called The Right Show. Doesn't happen all that often. Speaking of being wrong, Hasan Minhaj is a comedian who trades in race hustling. What do I mean by that? Most of us tell jokes. We tell stories. We kind of exaggerate a few areas. But this guy took it to a whole new level. This is an Indian Muslim who said his life is really horrible in America. He said his dad and him got pulled out of his house after 9/11. People picked on him. They threw rocks through his window. He said that he dared to have an American dream and think he was equal, and Americans kept beating him up and shoving him down and arresting him to prove you don't belong in this country. You are not equal. You shouldn't dare to dream. You're a Muslim. Turns out all fake. None of those things happened. The cops never beat him up. He was playing basketball with a guy, and he got shoulder checked, and he said, what if that guy was an FBI agent, and he was beating me up because of 9/11? So I just exaggerated a little bit. But his exaggeration didn't match the heartfelt story he would look into the camera and tell. Imagine how racist this would be if I looked in the camera and I said, after 9/11, Muslims kept mailing packages to my house with wires coming out of them just because I'm an American, and it scared me to live in this country. Is that comedy? Was that a joke? Was that funny? Or would I be called a racist for making that up? I think we all know the answer to that. Well, Hasan is a racist for lying that these things happened. He also said people mailed him a white powder that fell on his baby's head. It was anthrax because they didn't want a Muslim on Comedy Central. And he said a girl he went to homecoming with turned him away when he finally got to the door with a corsage because she said, you're brown, you're the color of poo-poo, and I don't want that in my photos. The girl, he named her, put her face on a screen at his comedy special. She's a real person. She said, that never happened. In fact, I married an Indian man. You're calling my whole family racist? You liar. Here's more of his comedy. You be the judge if this is taking an artistic license or flat out Muzzy Smollett. Not Juzzy, but Muzzy for lying.
Hasan Minhaj, who has traded for years, really, on being picked on by racists in America as the son of Indian Muslims. Picked on since he first went to school.
I fell in love in this country. 6 years old, Janice Malo. I saw her in the sandbox. I run up to her. First grade, I was like, Janice, I love you. She's like, you're the color of poop.
Trouble is, many of his...
Isn't it funny he got blamed for that when, in reality, he was really trying to put the onus on white Americans for all being racist, and he's claiming they're all led by Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump is not anti-Muslim in any way. In fact, watch him speak about a very tough issue, the burqa, the hijab. He's actually got a pretty moderate approach on it. Take a look.
We want it where the women over there don't have to wear the you-know-what. And then I said, oh, well, that makes sense. That's nice. Then I saw women interviewed. They said, we want to wear them. We've worn them for 1,000 years. Why would anybody tell us not to? They want to. What the hell are we getting involved for? In fact, it's easier. You don't have to put up makeup. Look how beautiful everyone looks. Wouldn't it be easier? Wah.
Now, there is the question about the burqa and the hijab. If they want to wear it, that's one thing. But are they being forced once people like Hasan take control of a government, take control of a country, and start implementing their rules on the women with no say. That's a whole lot different. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show right after this. Betty Boop, the iconic cartoon character, is turning heads. I want you to picture Betty Boop. Take a look at her right there. And now answer, what ethnicity do you think Betty Boop is? Now, you might say, well, here she's black and white. But I'm talking about, is this a Latina? Is this a white girl from New York? Well, in a new upcoming film that they're making, and a Broadway play as well, they're going to have Betty Boop played by an African-American woman. And some people are a little upset about that, saying, why are we doing this? We did this with The Little Mermaid. We did this with all these main characters. Hamilton, real person, not even a fictional character, President Hamilton, and he's played by African-American, and now we do it with Betty Boop. Well, it turns out this is the one time you might need to slow your roll. Betty Boop was always black. Yeah, it's hard to print it in a black and white news strip in the cartoon section, but before she was whitewashed, PBS has confirmed Betty Boop, the popular cartoon character introduced to the world by cartoonist Max Fleischer in 1930, was actually inspired by a real-life African-American jazz singer and entertainer from Harlem named Esther Jones. So this is the one time. This is not a recast. This is not a move to be woke. This is culturally accurate, and it's cool to see that. We have no problem with that at all. The real Betty Boop looked something like this. And there you can see it on the screen. This comes to us, by the way, from a long line of misgendering and mistaken identities. I wanted to show you some of the best ones I compiled and see if you knew this. Tweety Bird. Is Tweety Bird a boy or a girl? Please put your best vote in the comments. I'll give you 3, 2, 1. Tweety has always been a male. But look at the eyelashes and the poses. I'm Tweety Bird. It just looks kind of female. So if you put female in the comments, don't feel so bad. Tweety often kind of plays both roles. In fact, to trick the cat, we'll put on different outfits in disguise. Maybe trans Tweety or drag Tweety. Not sure how that works in the Tweety universe, the Tweetiverse. Next up, this one was very interesting to me. The Statue of Liberty. Man or woman? Take a moment. Put your vote in the comments. Well, guess what? A lot of people are saying this whole time we have been mistaken. Statue of Liberty has always been a man. If you look at the neck, very strong neck muscles. Look at the jawline. Look at the nose. Almost like a big, ugly Persian nose like mine, if you see from the side angle. That's right. Yeah, now you have to see from this thing. Oh, that's why you went to the I see. They wanted to show it from the side. All right, turn it off. I'm have a complex now. Have to get a nose job, I think. All right. Well, most Persians do that. I'm only half, so I could get half of one. Look, it turns out Statue of Liberty, some people are saying, is a man. Now, you might think, but Kayvon, it's wearing a dress. Is that a dress, or is that the garb they wore in the Latin time period? The men wore outfits like that, too. Also holding a big, heavy, you know, kind of a tablet. Do you think women could hold a granite tablet for a long time? And then the arm is not a feminine arm, very strong arm there. And then you look at the face. Some people look at those lips and the nose. It's more of a feminine looking male with the cropped Caesar haircut. Many people think it looks like Elvis Presley, baby. I'm all shook up. Okay, so maybe that's Elvis or maybe that's Owen Wilson. Wow, I never really saw it that way, but it makes sense. Unreal. So tell me in the comments section, what do you think? Tweety Bird, male or female? What do you think? Elvis, man or woman? I'm kind of leaning towards man now that I know a little bit about history. The Greek leaders, the men, that's how they looked. We'll let you argue about that. And of course, we always try to end The Right Show with a comedy clip. We started on a fun note. We want to end on one as well. I got one for you right here. Who is better looking, men or women? We just had a whole segment on it, but now we break it down through the art of comedy. Let's go.
Women are better looking than men. Can we agree, right? I was thinking about it. Guys, don't lose hope. Under the right conditions, we would improve our looks too. Like if the plane were to crash and we all survived, the longer we're waiting for help, the better the men would finally start looking. We improve in this. We would improve in this situation. Cause like after week one, we're tan. Week two, scruffy. Women love that. Week three, we're hunting. Week four, our abs are showing cause we're starving for the first time. Cause we're not good at hunting. But damn it, we're improving. Something interesting happens. The longer we're waiting for help, the worse these beautiful women will finally start looking. Week one, your eyebrows start growing in just in the middle. Start slow. Just a little unibrow action. Unless you're Middle Eastern. Day two. Well, help. When is rescue helicopter coming? Or if you're Latina, your eyebrows wiped off on day three. You know, it's like, oh, mijo, look what I done. I need a Sharpie. I need to draw. Does anyone have a Sharpie in the carry-on? I don't know why the black women are laughing. Your weave blew off upon impact. Yes. Oh, hell no, we going back for that, okay? We are going back.
All right, folks, thank you for joining. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Right Show. This is the news for people who really don't like watching the news. So we make it fun, we make it lighthearted, we tell truth through comedy, unlike Hasan Minhaj, and we wake America up with laughter. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.